Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City Beach, with me is Malcolm Broom with the Mississippi Peanut Growers. And Malcolm, what I wanted to ask you about this year, it looks like a record group here. You've been involved with this group of Southern Peanut Growers for what?
This is my third year.
The third year. And this is a record crowd this year. What do you think?
I think it's been real good. Everybody seems to enjoy the program up to this point. We've had some good comments on the program. So they're getting some useful information, and we've had a good turnout, and sponsors were good, and that gave the growers a chance to meet some sponsors and use some of their products. So we think it's a win-win situation.
How have the growers in your state liked being involved with this particular event?
They seem to be enjoying it, and it gives them a chance to see the other states that are related to us in the organization, and a lot of them I hear say, well, I talked to so-and-so from Georgia and found out something I might could do and work on my place. So there's a lot of sharing going on in the hallways during between the sessions, for sure.
Great networking. Now, how has the crop look this year in Mississippi?
It's looking real good right now. We had about a 30-day dry period, but apparently all the states got rain. And, in fact, we don't want to say it, but there's a place or two about to get too wet. It's been along the coastal areas. They've had several of those low pressures come across and had some 5-inch rains like 2 days in a row.
Any particular concerns in your state right now that you're keeping an eye on?
Yeah, we're watching the infrastructure to get the buying points because we picked up a lot of acreage. We went from 15,000 to 50,000, and some new buying points being put in the northern part of the state, and having to work with the Department of Agriculture on the grading. So that's kind of a little bit concern. And then the other one is we found out some of our growers were not really aware of the timing of digging in relation to cold weather. So with those peanuts being up in the north part of the state, they're going to have to really be clued into frost when they go to dig and not get frost damage on peanuts on toward the 1st of November.
Well, and I'm sure that your growers are keeping an eye on farm bill negotiation.
We've been actively involved in that, our board of directors, and a lot of information going and coming to me to share with the board and find out what they want to do. I've been interviewed by a number of papers and radio stations in order to keep that going, and then in turn we've made some contacts back to some of our congressmen from Mississippi, and all of that seems to be working out to at least we've got it to a favorable position to start from when the House and the Senate negotiate, hopefully.
All right, thank you very much. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.